They still don't know. And it's a very peculiar set of circumstances that have we're dealing with the way the solar system works. And when I read the explanations, or so-called explanations, in the newspaper or hear them on the news, how the Weather Service believes this storm formed across the entire country that night, it's, all I can tell you is these people just don't have a clue.
There was winds over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, this storm was incredible. And what happened is Saturday night, I sat down at my have two Sun workstations there, engineering stations, and that's what I used to study the weather. I go into the satellites, and I did my usual about 10 in the evening Central Time, pulled the weather up, and I looked and I said, "Holy cow, what is this?" And I called a few people and I said, "I don't know what's going on. We're still going off the charts. This is a huge spike of protons that we're just experiencing, and something big is about to happen."
Now, one of the things you may have noticed, ladies and gentlemen, if you watch television, is the fact that we've had numerous eruptions from volcanoes, hundreds and hundreds of people blamed, and earthquakes all over the world.
Yeah, at the time, the tornadoes were roaring through the countryside over those that did.
Yeah.
We had something like 70 earthquakes also
just
scattered around the globe. 22 of them were sizable.
And this happens in a matter of hours, ladies and gentlemen. We had the killer tornadoes come through. How many people did that kill? 15 or 20 people? Or?
Well, the death toll has really been underestimated, or stated, I should say. Probably total 150, because they don't compete people.
Well, there's people missing it. There's one called Mossy Grove, Tennessee, that is completely blown away. They said they're dead, but they can't find the rest of the people in the town.
So they don't consider them dead. They don't go on until the damage action is being very underrated, as is the case with the earthquakes.
Over 20,000.
You were telling us about the solar flares and so forth, and the weather conditions. We've had winds of over 100 miles an hour hit the Earth in different places around the globe. We've had hundreds, literally hundreds of volcano act, or not volcano, but seismographic earthquakes. I was looking at a picture the other day, I forget where it was at, that left about a 4 or 5 foot gap left in the Earth about 12 miles long. And where we're going with this, I guess, is this. How does this affect us? What are we doing? What can we do with it? Is the information available? Can we all use it? And if so, how?
Well, there's a number of factors, and since last May, as you know, I've been saying, obviously, our sun is way out of line with normality. And the sun just doesn't do this by itself. But the bottom line is that the solar model that is produced by our standard science, so to speak, the NASA people that say that the sun's energy comes from its core, that's totally incorrect. The sun's energy is coming up from the surface, and it's very much affected by external factors, and it's obviously reacting to something big that's entering our solar system. And so the overriding effect is that something big is affecting the sun. We are not able to see it yet. My guess is that it is in a very strange location, what I call the blind spot of Earth. It's off the South Pole and only visible in the month of May. And this is actually due to NASA internal documents, where in 1991, a guy named Robert Harrington actually was observing this object. And it's inbound into the solar system, and we don't know much about it other than NASA is very closed-lipped about it.